KB Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy today with a slight chance of rain showers. High of 62, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Chance of rain showers tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 63, a blend of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Riley County Police confirmed the death of a young man who fell from a fraternity building on K-State's campus. The university says 19-year-old Jack Flyshaker was an enrolled student. He was taken to the hospital early Saturday after falling from the second story of a frat house in the 1200 block of Fremont Street. RCPD says there appears to be no foul play, but the incident still remains under investigation. And Pottawatomie County planners are beginning to discuss potential regulations regarding data centers as an outside company eyes the area for construction. The Planning Commission is working on zoning rules with a public hearing expected after its next meeting in May. The commission is also holding a meeting tonight at 7, but it isn't open for public comment. But it is open for those who just want to listen in. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn, and then hedges duck and cover. Then, run it again. Deal. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Soybeans and cattle are mixed. Corn and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans continue to be choppy, basically just adjusting spreads. May is now a half higher at 1182 and three quarters. July's steady at 1197. Corn's down on the decline in crude oil. May is 2 3/4 lower at 463 and three quarters. July's down 3 1/4 at 474 and a half. Live and feeder cattle, a lot of technical activity in the live and feeder cattle pits today. June lives down 65 at 254.60. August is 2 lower at 249.70. August feeders are $1.65 higher at 374.20. And hogs are lower with questions about sustained demand. June's $1.12 lower at 102.62. July's down 62 at 105.65. Brownfield.
For your lawn and garden needs, visit Ackerman Supply in Beloit and Osborne. Weed killers, fertilizer, decorative rock, mulch, and more. Ackerman's rent tillers, seeders, thatchers, and aerators. The place to go, the place to stop, your garden shop is Ackerman Supply.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Turn back the clock and crank it up with Classic Rock Z96.3 at the 80s Memorial Show, Friday, May 1st from 7 to 10 at the Hindquarters Bar and Grill in Cocker City. A night honoring Landon Becker and friends celebrating memories with music, laughter, and loud guitars. Come dressed in your best 80s gear for prizes and fun. Join the live on-air broadcast from 8 to 10. Send shout-outs and song requests to 785-545-4489 prior to the event. Everyone's welcome, so come celebrate, remember, and rock out. Spring is here, and it's time to get your John Deere lawn and garden equipment ready to roll. Carrico Implement is making it easy with 15% off turf and utility vehicle parts now through May 31st. Tackle weekend projects with confidence. Shop over 1,600 parts on sale for John Deere mower and Gator XUVs. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Carrico Implement and save 15% on qualifying parts before May 31st. Some exclusions apply. Visit your nearest Carrico Implement location or CarricoImplement.com for details.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are firm. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet. Bids and asking prices haven't resurfaced so far this week. A light to moderate trade has taken place in the north at $392 to $401, mostly $400, $14 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Southern live deals have been at mostly $255 to $256, $9 to $10 higher than the previous week's business. While the bulk of the week's trade is likely wrapped up, some cleanup business could take place before the end of the day Friday. Box beef is higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.69 at $389.74. Select is $3.61 higher at $389.86. At the Hess Livestock Market in Nebraska, there was a solid offering of yearlings and weaned fall calves. There were also several packages of balling calves in the mix. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds were steady to $5 higher. Heifers weighing more than 500 pounds were steady to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good from buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steer, 627 to 646 pounds, brought $455 to $469. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 521 to 544 pounds, brought $462.50 to $486. Cash hogs are higher at midday with a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors have leverage and have been controlling the pace of business. This week, they've been moving fewer numbers, but at higher prices. Export sales were up noticeably on the week and up more than 30% on the prior four-week average. Summer grilling season is just around the corner, and it presents an opportunity to boost domestic demand, especially as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 56 cents with a weighted average of 93.43. The Western Corn Belt is 14 cents higher with a weighted average of 93.43. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Barrels and gilts were $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $57. And pork values were lower at midday, down 38 cents at $96.81. Butts and loins were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. A pair of Royals pitchers underwent surgery on Wednesday for injuries to their pitching arms. The Royals announced that right-handed pitchers Ryan Burgert and Ben Cadorna each underwent surgery Wednesday to repair differing injuries. Burgert, who the Royals acquired in a trade from the Padres in July of 2025, started the season in AAA Omaha with the Storm Chasers before experiencing discomfort in his pitching elbow. The 26-year-old had Tommy John surgery to reconstruct his UCL on Wednesday. Ben Cadorna, a Blue Valley Southwest alum whom the Royals drafted in the second round of the 2021 MLB draft, underwent olecranon stress fracture fixation surgery. Both pitchers will be sidelined for the entirety of the 2026 season and probably into the 2027 season. Meanwhile, on the field, the Royals fell 5-2 last night to the A's in Sacramento. They'll try to win the series today with first pitch set for 2:05 as Noah Cameron takes the ball. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Beloit Trojan Baseball setting 13-3 in the Class 3A Region 4 Regional. Russell Victoria leads the region 17-1. Beloit 13-3. Colby 14-4. Ellis Quinter 13-5. Holcomb 13-7. Southwestern Heights 10-7. Cimarron 10-10. Scott Community 9-9. Smoky Valley 9-9. Lakin 7-7. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln 7-9. Ellenwood 7-11. Nickerson 7-13. Ellsworth 4-14. Goodland 3-12. And Minneapolis 2-14. The Beloit Trojan boys split their first two series matchups with Sacred Heart and Concordia before running off series sweeps of Ellsworth, Minneapolis, Sylvan, Plainville, Ellenwood, and then splitting with Southeast. They won 14 consecutive games before losing a 5-4 setback on April 23rd. Now they head to Lyons Sterling on Friday for an important NCAA and regional play. Lyons Sterling 13-7 on the year. They'll also play Republic County before wrapping up the regular season at Clay Center. Then the regional playoffs will begin and they will host at least one game. The Beloit Trojans are led by Joel Rexroth, who has the school record for wins, 14. He will try to add to that record tomorrow night against Lyons Sterling. In girls softball, the Beloit Lady Trojans are sitting sixth in the Class 3A Region 4. Southwestern Heights 17-1, Cimarron 14-4, Colby 14-4, Scott Community 13-5, Ellsworth 9-7, Beloit 9-9, Goodland 8-8, Ellis Quinter 8-8, Lakin 8-10, Nest City Trigo 5-9, Haskell County 5-9, Holcomb 3-11, Russell Victoria 4-16, Nickerson 4-16, Plainville 0-14, Lyons 0-16. First and second round games will be at the higher seed. The Beloit Lady Trojan softball team won the first 7 out of 8 games, including wins against Concordia, split against Ellsworth, wins against Minneapolis and Sylvan Lucas. Then they lost series sweeps to Clay Center, Abilene Southeast before sweeping Plainville on April 24th, then losing doubleheader to Chapman April 27th. The Lady Trojans will be back tomorrow night at Lyons. Then they will travel to Hoyington-Claflin, then host Republic County, and then wrap up the regular season on May 12th against Sacred Heart at 9-9. They need a couple more wins to guarantee hosting the first round of Region 4.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com. Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water. Solomon Valley Transportation of Jewell, Osborne, and Mitchell County is excited to announce their Miles and Miles of Prizes fundraiser for this year. You can visit Solomon Valley Transportation's Facebook page to see the details about this worthy fundraiser, all the great prizes, and how you can purchase tickets. Or you can call their office at 785-534-2395. Be on the lookout for daily prize winners each weekday starting in May. Tickets are limited, so buy yours today. Solomon Valley Transportation. They get you where you need to go 1 mile at a time.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.